I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Belarus is asking the U.S. ambassador to leave and recall the Belarusian envoy Friday in a diplomatic move that's raising the hackles between the two countries. Slavic Gospel Association sponsors the Minsk Theological Seminary, among other ministries there. SGA's Joel Griffith says it's too early to tell what effect this could have.
It certainly does have the potential to affect Western workers there, and on that note, we would certainly encourage prayer that the Lord would just intervene in this situation and cause things to smooth down. Our prayer is that evangelical churches and evangelical ministries would not be affected.
Next, while many parts of India are experiencing increasing amounts of persecution, a team from India Partners in the U.S. didn't see any of that. India Partners' Donna Glass led the team to Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu.
They are so happier there. It's such an encouragement to them that you care enough to travel halfway around the world and take the time and the resources to come and spend time with them.
They're recruiting for another trip in June. Go to our website for details. And Herman P. Oshman, considered an unsung hero in Bible translation, went home to be with the Lord on his 94th birthday last month. Oshman translated three versions of the New Testament for the Totonac Indians in the highlands of Mexico. As a result of his work in translation and investing his life in some of the Totonac Indian men, there are now 50 self-sufficient reproducing Totonac churches in the mountains and coastal regions of eastern Mexico. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year. Mission Aviation Fellowship is offering a special edition Better Than Life CD to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.